Forgiveness is a powerful gift we give to ourselves, a way to release the weight of anger and hurt that can hold us back. In today's episode, I'm diving into what it truly means to forgive emotionally, cognitively, and behaviorally. I'll explore how letting go can transform your life, helping you to find peace and build stronger, healthier relationships. I'm also excited to share my second children's book, Letting Go of Hurt and Anger, Lily's Journey to Forgiveness, will be released October 8th. This story follows Lily, a bright and lively girl who learns the importance of forgiving her classmate Jack, even when he doesn't apologize. Guided by her wise grandma Kate, Lily discovers that forgiveness isn't just about the other person. It's a path to freeing her own heart and finding inner strength. As Maya Angelou says, in the end, forgiveness is a gift to yourself. So grab your favorite beverage, find a comfy spot, and let's get into today's topic of forgiveness. This is Tips for Parenting Youngsters, where every episode brings you closer to building self-esteem and stronger, more meaningful relationships with your children. Forgiveness is when we let go of the anger and hurt we feel when someone has done something wrong to us. It's deciding not to hold a grudge anymore. Forgiveness is about dealing with our feelings, understanding why someone hurt us, and trying to move forward without being angry all the time. Here are three aspects to consider about forgiveness. Emotionally, forgiveness means facing up to hurt or upset feelings without letting them control us. Instead of keeping all those feelings bottled up inside, forgiveness helps us to let them out appropriately so they don't bother us as much anymore. Forgiveness also means trying to see things from the other person's point of view. It's about realizing everyone makes mistakes. We're all human. Forgiveness isn't about saying what someone did was okay, but it's about being open to the idea that people can change and that there might be reasons behind their actions. Behaviorally, forgiveness involves doing things that help fix the problem to improve them. Trying to fix the problem might mean talking to the person who hurt you, setting boundaries to protect yourself, or forgiving them even if they don't apologize. Forgiveness is about taking control of the situation and responding with kindness instead of anger. Forgiveness is something that takes time and effort. It can be challenging. But by forgiving others, we free ourselves from carrying around all that negativity, and we make room for happier and healthier relationships. Here are some benefits of forgiving. Forgiving helps us feel better and grow as people. When we let go of being mad at someone, we make room for healing and become more assertive. Forgiveness can make our bodies healthier too. It can lower stress, maintain blood pressure, and strengthen our immune system. When we forgive, we become more understanding and kinder to others. It also helps us bounce back from tough times and feel more peaceful. As parents, forgiving others teaches our youngsters to be compassionate and assertive, which is essential for building good relationships and facing challenges. In simple terms, forgiving is like giving our hearts a big hug, making us feel happier and healthier. So how do we forgive? First, it's important to admit when someone hurts us and let ourselves feel our emotions without feeling bad. Then, try to understand the situation from the other person's perspective. Like I said, it's putting ourselves in their shoes, not to say it's okay, but to see that they're human too. Next, we talk to the person about how we feel using I statements, not to blame the person, but to express our needs and boundaries and try to repair things. At this time, we need to be prepared for the other person not to apologize to us. And that's okay. Finally, decide to stop feeling angry and be kind to the person who hurt you and yourself. It's like saying, I'm letting go of being angry and being nice instead. A forgiveness activity sheet is a beautiful tool to help your children process their emotions and understand the concept of forgiveness in a practical, engaging way. This sheet could include various activities to guide your child through forgiving someone who has hurt them. For example, one section might encourage them to draw or write about a time when someone upset them, helping them identify and express their feelings. Another section could include prompts for writing a letter to the person who hurt them, but probably not sending it to them, allowing your child to articulate their thoughts and begin letting go. Additionally, the activity sheet might allow your child to list positive affirmations they can repeat to themselves, reinforcing their self-worth and the idea that forgiveness is a gift they give themselves. It could also include a simple visualization exercise where your child can imagine their anger or hurt being released like a balloon floating away, symbolizing the act of letting go. Through these activities, the sheet teaches the concept of forgiveness. It empowers your kids with tools to manage their emotions and build resilience, echoing the themes of letting go of hurt and anger, Lily's journey to forgiveness. Forgiveness is like lighting a candle in a dark room. It brightens up our hearts and makes us feel better again. But forgiveness isn't just about saying it's okay to others. It's also about being kind to ourselves. Parenting has its ups and downs, and we all make mistakes. But by learning from these moments and being gentle with ourselves, we can become happier and help our children to do the same. Here are some tips on how to forgive ourselves. Self-compassion is about accepting that we're not perfect, and that's okay to make mistakes. Instead of blaming ourselves, we can learn from what happened and move forward with kindness. Sometimes we might feel lost or need help figuring out what to do. So it's important to remember that we're all learning as we go. And it's okay to ask for help along the way. Forgiveness helps us grow and change. We can become stronger and more resilient by letting go of self-blame and embracing self-compassion. And as we learn to forgive ourselves, we also teach our children to do the same thing. Forgiveness is like a sturdy bridge connecting hearts and minds in parenting. It helps us and our children navigate tough times with strength and compassion. As we guide them in forgiveness, we're arming them with essential skills for building happier and healthy relationships, both now and in their future journeys. In conclusion, whether it's forgiving others or ourselves, the journey isn't always easy, but it's a step towards healing and growth. In letting go of hurt and anger, Lily's journey to forgiveness, Lily learns that letting go of her anger towards Jack brings her peace and a deeper understanding of herself and others. This story reminds us all that forgiveness is a powerful tool for building self-esteem, fostering kindness, and creating happier, healthier relationships. So as I wrap up, let's remember to extend that same kindness and forgiveness to ourselves, teaching our children the value of compassion and resilience. I'll end with a quote from Lewis B. Smedes. To forgive is to set a prisoner free and discover the prisoner was you. Thank you, listeners, for embarking on this journey with me today. Your time and attention are precious, and I am genuinely grateful that you chose to spend them with the Tips for Parenting Youngsters podcast. Your support and engagement mean the world to me. As I conclude this episode, I want to remind you to subscribe to my podcast, Tips for Parenting Youngsters. With new episodes released every Thursday, you will want to take advantage of my valuable insights and strategies for positive parenting. Embark on a journey of self-discovery and join me as I navigate the complexities of parenting to build stronger family bonds and self-esteem. Parenting is full of challenges, but remember, the most profound change starts within us. Be the role model your children look up to. They always watch and learn from us. Visit parentingyoungsters.com for a wealth of free practical resources. The website is designed to support you and your family in your everyday parenting challenges, from tips on self-discipline and positive affirmations to various other valuable topics. There is always time to rewrite your family story, break free from patterns that no longer serve you, and create a home filled with love, understanding, and unwavering support. I'm here to guide you every step of the way. As I conclude this episode, I must state that this podcast is designed solely for educational and entertainment purposes. While I bring my experience as a parent and grandparent, it's essential that you know I am not a licensed therapist. This podcast is not a substitute for professional advice from a physician, professional coach, psychotherapist, or other qualified professional. Got it? Awesome! Until next time, what is one thing you are grateful for?